Now let's look at our economy. We are a market-driven economy. European nations are market economies. Japan is a market economy. Australia is a market economy. Canada is a market economy. There are some economic systems in the world that are striving to become market economies. But the features of a market economy are going to be an awful lot of capital goods, unlike a traditional economy. It's going to be people developing human capital, people learning to improve their lives, the countries that are immersed not just in needs, but have a wealth of want, that the consumers in a market economy, the consumer has so many wants at his fingertips. Everything from entertainment to food to capital goods to luxury items to homes. These are all wants that are available because of the wealth in a market economy. It is usually a much higher standard of living and an easier life because you aren't immersed in needs. Now, the route that a society goes, absolutely relevant in a market economy, because in a market economy is often a democracy. And so a democracy has chosen the way in which it wants to be ruled. It has chosen its leadership, and its leadership then reflects the values and the goals of that society. So if in a democratic market economy you claim to value healthcare, then you better provide healthcare services for your people, or you really don't value healthcare. If you look at our foreign exchange students from Europe, if you look at Nina in Denmark, or if you look at Mitchell from the Netherlands, their countries can say they value healthcare because they provide healthcare to their people. The United States, we say we value healthcare, yet in our democratic country, we don't provide healthcare to all our people. And since we are a democracy, and since the economic system doesn't deliver those healthcare goods and services to all people, that then highlights the fact that healthcare for all would not be a goal in our society. It would not be a value in our society because it is not provided in our society. Or there is a direct relationship between the goals and values in a market-driven democratic society and the actual goods and services produced by that economic system, a direct relationship that can't be denied, like in a traditional economy where you are at the whim of nature, or in a command economy where you are at the mercy of the commander, of the dictator. And if you cross that individual, or if your country crosses that individual, then you can lose your life, not only your economic status.